The new movie, Pay It Forward, stars Kevin Spacey, Helen Hunt, and Haley Joel Osment in his first role since The Sixth Sense. Film critic Henry Sheehan has a review.
Three-quarters of the way into Pay It Forward, Kevin Spacey gives a speech. He does it in the character of Eugene Simonette, a demanding, caring Las Vegas middle school teacher whose face is a healed-over mask of scars from some long-ago third-degree burns. We have been waiting for this speech since we first met Eugene at the movie's start. Early on, one of Eugene's students, an 11-year-old named Travis, played by Haley Joel Osment, has asked about those scars, only to be rebuffed. Eugene becomes romantically involved with Travis's mom, Arlene, a recovering alcoholic, and still declines to talk about them. It's only when Arlene, played by Helen Hunt, starts seeing her abusive old husband again that Eugene is not only infuriated, but moved to speak. Then he doesn't just break his silence, he orchestrates a symphonic-like response. Here's an exchange that functions as a sort of prelude to the climactic revelations.
What do you want me to do?
Oh, I don't know. Be smart.
He's his father, Eugene.
He impregnated you, Arlene. In what other way has he been a father to Trevor? Unless knocking somebody around is a new family value.
What are you talking about? He never touched Trevor.
Oh, that's right. Only you. He only took it out on you. That's so much better.
What did Trevor tell you?
Enough. Darlene, secrets like that shouldn't be kept. What good does it do Trevor?
You weren't there. Ricky never meant to hit me. We were drunk.
What is it with women like you? Is that something you really tell yourself? Oh, it's okay he beat me? Trevor's okay? Trevor has locked himself in a bathroom, and he can't breathe, and he's hoping and praying that it will stop.
Trevor never went through that.
How do you know what Trevor went through?
Listening to Spacey, it's easy to understand why he's won two Oscars. His voice is a complex instrument, responsive to even the slightest modulations. What other actor can speak practically in a monotone for his less stressed exchanges and make it sound like musical conversation? When Spacey's characters do become angry or distressed or gleeful or scared, his gentle baritone allows for what sometimes seems like infinite gradations in volume. He can always go up one more register. You probably never think of Clint Eastwood while you're watching Spacey, but they are probably the only two leading men in Hollywood capable of expressing rage without raising their voices. So when Eugene finally tells us about the scars, it's the expected Spacey tour de force. No doubt theaters across the country will fall silent on schedule as rapt audiences listen to Eugene reveal the horror behind his face. But like almost everything else in Pay It Forward, it doesn't mean too much. The movie is a good example of what happens when melodrama degenerates into soap opera. Pay It Forward, which was written by Leslie Dixon from a novel by Katherine Ryan Hyde, falls into this trap almost immediately. The title gets its name from an assignment Eugene gives his class: find a way to improve the world and put it into action. Travis responds with a suggestion that everyone do a difficult and demanding favor for someone in trouble. Then, rather than be paid back, you tell the person to pay the favor forward by doing a good turn for three other people. This gimmick becomes the monster that ate the movie. In a subplot that begins 4 months after the main action, but dovetails with it by the film's climax, Jay Moore plays a cynical Los Angeles reporter who accidentally encounters what he dubs the Pay It Forward movement. More and more sob stories. In the meantime, the tentative, if euphonious, love match between Eugene and Arlene is subjected to the pressures of Travis's invention. It's not enough that they get together, but must do so under Travis's moral blanket. Director Mimi Leder, fresh off Deep Impact, gets all this across with the understatement of, well, a comet hitting the Earth. This is, of course, so much hooey. People's problems aren't big because they become part of some national movement, and individuals aren't good because, or just because, they spark one. That's the whole point of melodrama, that each and every person can be, is, the star of an emotionally overscaled existence, that we all get to sing our arias, and we don't need cues, courtesy of Pay It Forward.
Henry Sheehan is film critic for the Orange County Register.